It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
Well, it's been pretty nice lately. Foggy this morning, but it's going to get better over the weekend. That's the here and now. But last weekend in eastern Washington, that was a different story. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about Northwest dust storms today after a pretty big one near Kennewick on Sunday. What happened there and where do they come from? First, let's get your forecast, Cliff.
Well, hi, Bellamy. This morning, there was a lot of fog around the region. We had weak winds, the surface was a little bit moist, and clear skies last night, and so that allowed low-level fog. But that's not going to stick around very long. A fairly potent weather system is approaching, a cold front, and you'll notice during the day, not only will the fog go away, but it'll get cloudy, and then by the time we get to late afternoon, it's probably going to start raining in western Washington, and even earlier on the coast. So as this front goes through, we'll have rain overnight, and that'll extend into Saturday. And behind the front, there'll be a lot of unstable air, particularly on Saturday. It'll produce some showers and sunbreaks here in the lowlands, but there should be substantial snow in the mountains. This cold front will bring cold, unstable air behind it, and I'm expecting at least 6 to 12 inches from 3,000 feet up. So there's going to be some whitening of the snow fields through Saturday afternoon. Then on Sunday, a ridge of high pressure is going to move in, and it will be a partly cloudy day, temperatures around 50, so Sunday's definitely going to be the better day. And then next week, there's just a series of systems coming through. We'll be a little bit on the cool side, we'll have rain every other day, and I expect a lot more snow in the mountains during the week.
Okay, so rain and snow, some sun thrown in, sounds pretty nice. But tell us now, what happened last weekend in Kennewick?
Well, you know, we did have dust storms last Sunday. In fact, they were fairly extensive. It was so bad south of Kennewick around I-82 that the road was closed for hours. There was a series of accidents and reduced visibility due to the dust storm. If you go down to southern Oregon, there's a summer lake down there that has sand dunes around it. Well, the strong winds that occurred on Sunday caused a gigantic plume of dust. And this is something we often see starting this time of the year. This is the beginning of dust storm season in eastern Oregon and Washington.
So how frequent are these northwest dust storms?
Well, you know, dust storms have occurred since the beginning of time. In fact, Lewis and Clark, when they went through the area back in 1804 or wherever it was, they noted some dust in the air. But it's become more frequent. And the big problem is that we've disturbed the surface. We have a huge amount of agricultural fields in eastern Washington and to some degree eastern Oregon. And so what we do, or what farmers do, is they tend to plow up the field either during the late fall or during the spring. And then we get a wind event. The wind event could come from a cold front that's moving in, and that's what happened on Sunday. We had a very powerful cold front that produced winds in eastern Washington and eastern Oregon as strong as 60 to 70 miles per hour. Or we can get a thunderstorm. That happens later in the season. Powerful thunderstorms have gust fronts that send strong winds out from them. And so when you have these strong winds over plowed fields, it can pick up tremendous amounts of material, and it can produce a dust storm. These dust storms can reduce visibility to only 100 feet or 200 feet. And often we've had major accidents, often chains of accidents, as cars crash into each other. So it is actually a major safety issue.
Do they happen when it's dry only, or can it also happen if there's a little bit of moisture?
Well, in eastern Washington, it's almost always dry. So, I mean, some places are arid desert areas. So they don't get much rain no matter what. You know, there's a little bit of rain in the winter. You know, that tends to keep it down. But now we're getting into February. The sun's coming back very quickly in eastern Washington. The ground is drying out. And so once you get into late February, March, often the fields are dry enough that you get some strong winds, you get a dust storm.
And are these events increasing?
Well, I think they are increasing. I've looked at the history of these the last several decades, and there seems to be quite a few of them every single year. And the main thing is what we've done to the surface. All the agricultural fields, you know, we've changed the whole terrain of eastern Washington. Vast areas are now agricultural lands. That wasn't true 70, 80 years ago. And so that's made us more vulnerable. We've also disturbed a lot of the natural lands by having people, you know, have all kinds of recreation there, cutting up, tearing up the land. So between these two factors, the land is more vulnerable to these strong wind events that pull the dust up in the air.
But there are practices that can help keep them down, right?
That's right. You know, better agricultural practices like no-till farming, where you don't plow up the land, you actually put the seeds into the soil without disturbing the surface, that can have a big effect. So I think better agricultural practices could lessen this in the long term. There's no reason to think the winds are getting stronger. I think it's what we're doing to the surface.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.